This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
Live Sunday edition. You are welcome to call in and talk here live on Free Talk Live. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I want to thank all the callers who called in this evening. And we here on Free Talk Live, we have what they call hard breaks in the business. There's nothing I can do to stretch out the break one fraction of a second. It's going to come as it comes, and I try to give everybody as much time as I possibly can, depending on the situation. So thank you to everyone who has called in. The number is 855-450-3733. Laurel, You had me at equal right amendment. So, what do you got there?
So this is an article from NPR. It says Virginia could be the state to give women equal rights nationwide.
Okay.
What's happened is 37...
Are we presuming now that women do not have equal rights nationwide? All right.
I mean, that's one of the things that a question is, do we really need this? Don't women already have equal rights?
I was told in the 80s we didn't, which means that, of course, we did. But now maybe today we don't. I tend to be of the opinion that that men are a gender that's not really necessary anymore. No one's running after woolly mammoths or anything like that. As far as a family unit goes, I think you're better off with a dad, but
yeah. I think your services are still needed.
All right. Well, reaching tall things, moving heavy objects, opening jars.
Smushing spiders.
Killing yucky things, the occasional sexual interlude. That's about it. I think you can handle this with like a step stool, a fly swatter, and a marital aid.
So what's happened is 37 states have ratified the ERA. Virginia could become the 38th state, and theoretically we need 38 states to ratify it, and then it would be a constitutional amendment. The only issue is that the deadline has actually passed, so if Virginia passes...
There's a deadline?
There's a deadline. Congress has a deadline for ratifying an amendment to the Constitution.
Not all amendments have deadlines.
This one does, and one of the arguments is if Virginia passes it, then maybe Congress will extend the deadline at that point.
Okay.
But it would still be up to Congress to do that. But this is a good question of, do we really even need this?
So, real quick on what it takes to pass an amendment generally. It has to go through both houses at...
With supermajorities.
Supermajorities, mm-hmm. So 66%.
I forget if it's two-thirds or three-quarters,
and
but
then,
it is a supermajority.
And then three-quarters of the states?
Three-fifths of the states.
Three-fifths of the states.
Yes.
So here...
Is it high? No, would be higher than three, because if it was three-fifths of the states, that would be 30 states, not 38. So it's, maybe it is three-quarters.
I think it's three-quarters.
Yeah,
as I recall from amendments.
Yes.
Yeah. That's what my thought was on it.
So
now, the amendment, the Constitution doesn't have a provision as far as how long it would take to pass an amendment.
Correct.
But an amendment could have a provision.
Right, and there was the most recent amendment that was added was one of the original Bill of Rights that just took nearly 200 years to get ratified.
And which one was that?
Had to do with congressional pay raises not taking effect until the next Congress took session.
That makes sense. So then they're less likely to be voting on...
Let's vote ourselves a pay raise.
Right, voting
retroactive
themselves.
To 3 years ago. Mm-hmm.
I still think that of anything that a citizen should be voting on, if there was to be a referendum, the first thing that they should have is basically Congress's pay as a referendum. Do you want to give Congress a 1% or a cost of living increase this year?
No.
Right. That would be my answer. They would probably be making $1.50 per year, and... either no one would want to do it, or only the most evil of people would want to do it because they'd be insider trading and doing all the things that they do already. So I don't know.
Let me read you the text of the ERA. So there's three sections. The first section says, equality of rights under the law shall not be denied or abridged by the United States or any state on account of sex. Section 2, Congress shall have the power to enforce by appropriate...
So that does not say the word women.
It doesn't. It says on account of sex, which I think is very interesting. Section 2, the Congress shall have the power to enforce by appropriate legislation the provisions of this article. And Section 3, the amendment shall take effect 2 years after the date of ratification. But let's get back to that first part of there shall equality of rights under the law shall not be denied, abridged by the United States or by any state on account of sex.
And it seems like you have to write laws that are based on sex to some extent. I mean, because the sexes are different, right? Like, mm-hmm. different things go on.
Or you could associate it and you can say, well, if there's a requirement that you be able to lift a certain amount of weight, then that is... It's sexist because there is that difference
That's
between the
institutional
genders.
Institutional sexism, Laurel.
Exactly.
Now, when I hear equality of rights under the law, what I hear is you can't have a law that says women can't drive automobiles on roads. Only men can shop at Target. Mm-hmm. Only men can fill in the blank. Women cannot. That would be, if the law doesn't apply to everyone equally, you don't have equality of the law.
Okay.
So, you know, in some states, it's illegal for women to walk around in public without a shirt, but it's completely legal for men to do so.
That's not
equality under the law.
Agreed, but it's not generally something that most women a freedom that they care to have, right? Like, if suddenly men were allowed to commit suicide in, town square all across America, I still wouldn't avail myself of that particular freedom, even though the girls don't get to do it.
It's always interesting when I meet women who do want to be able to take their shirts off in public, and I'm like, really? Really? That's important to you? Okay.
The entire Free the Nipple campaign, as far as I can tell, is spearheaded and run by women.
Yeah.
When there was a law to ban, and in New Hampshire, it's completely legal for women to walk around topless.
Well, I wouldn't say completely. It is not illegal for women to walk around topless.
There have been town ordinances that some of them have been struck down in courts.
As they should
but
be, because...
the state law, it's not illegal at the state level.
Right.
There was a bill a couple of years ago to wind up adding that as something illegal, and the chief opponent... were female state reps.
There's actually a possibility that if this passes, it could actually benefit men in a lot of situations. For example, that law that was passed in California, where you have to have an equal number of men and women on your board of directors at corporations.
I don't think it was equal number. I think it was just that all boards of directors had to have at least one woman.
But now, perhaps under the ERA, a man could sue and say, no, I'm the best person for the job, and my gender shouldn't be something that prevents me from getting the job. There could be other situations like that where this is actually going to benefit men.
You know, I'm curious here, and I'm glad you mentioned this, because the state of Massachusetts, or actually the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, not that it makes a difference, they have a provision in their law that... political parties have to elect delegates, one man, one woman per district. Mm-hmm. So the Equal Rights Amendment could possibly be used to strike that down.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I know that there was...
one of those women's taking my job as a delegate.
Well, there was discussion that if the Libertarian Party retained ballot access, there's a transgender member of the Libertarian Party that was going to run for delegate in her district.
Leave it to the Libertarians to throw a turd in the punch bowl.
But because the birth certificate and ID still says man, she was going to sue to try to run as a woman.
It's very complicated in that situation, this whole gender identity thing. Not that I think that this is just another indication that we probably shouldn't be making assessments based solely on somebody's chromosomal makeup. It just gets complicated. I've heard of people, I guess this is the reality, is that female candidates tend to get about 3 to 4% more votes than male candidates, and it's probably because somebody out there is willing to vote for somebody because they're a woman, as opposed to voting for somebody because they're a man. I have never heard anybody saying, who said, I'm going to vote for that guy because he's the man. But I've heard people say, well, it's about time a woman got in there or whatever. You know, look at how many women got into Congress.
Maybe they're thinking it but not saying it.
855-450-3733. Could be. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
We have some good news. The indictments against Ross Ulbricht in the District of Maryland were dismissed with prejudice, meaning they can never be refiled. This is especially good because those indictments contain the only charge ever made that Ross engaged in murder for hire. This was a serious allegation that Ross Ulbricht denies. It was never prosecuted or ruled on by a jury, but was trumpeted by the federal government and the media as if it were proven fact. The Maryland court held these indictments for almost 5 years, poisoning Ross's case and leaving him under a cloud of unproven allegations. As explained in Ross's appeal to the Supreme Court, the fact that the judge used these allegations to give Ross a draconian sentence of double life without parole violated his Sixth Amendment right to a jury trial. Judges are required to issue sentences based on convictions decided by a jury, not unproven allegations never even charged at trial. Although this is a positive development, the dropped indictment will not set Ross free. Now, a presidential pardon is Ross's only hope of freedom. Sign the petition at FreeRoss.org. FreeRoss.org.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Your property and your family are precious. Protect them with Blink, like we have. Blink motion-activated HD cameras are wire-free, set up fast, and their batteries last up to 2 years. Blink's live feed option lets you monitor what's happening at home anytime, anywhere, from your smartphone. No contracts, no subscriptions, and Blink works with Alexa. Get your Blink camera system starting at less than $100 by visiting blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go with water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, live Sunday edition. Mark with you.
I'm Laurel.
And Daryl.
855-450-3733. Laurel tells us women are finally going to be equal. 855 450 free here on Free Talk Live. Daryl, tell me about liberty.menu.
It's a website that you can go to and find Liberty-run businesses, events that might be of interest to libertarians, and digital content, and so much more. It's really something that libertarians have wanted for a long time. Liberty.menu. Listings can be rated and reviewed, kind of like on Yelp, and there's also a bit of a social networking aspect where you can connect and share with other users. Use of Liberty.menu is exclusively for individuals who reject the initiation of force and those who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. Put your voluntarist ideas into action at Liberty.menu. And if you input code FTL, you get a special Free Talk Live listener badge. Liberty.menu.
So, Laurel, this Equal Rights Amendment, which may get ratified finally after decades at this point, it's a possibility. This is more for show, I think, than anything.
Seems like.
But I guess we see here the wording of it, A, means that men will have to be treated equal to women now, mm-hmm. too, and that's going to be a fascinating thing. And
especially in divorce court and custodies. Yeah, because I know several, I don't want to call them men's rights activists, but men who are advocating for 50-50 shared parenting.
Yeah.
You know, given all things being equal, the father should have equal custody, but there's some provision, I forget what it is, but they say that, you know, there's some provision to where the states wind up getting some kind of federal monies if the parenting is not split 50-50, so there's some kind of incentive for the judges to not give fathers equal custody?
I don't know anything about that. When I took family law in law school, we went over what's called the tender years doctrine. And the tender years doctrine is the theory that children, especially when they're young, are better off with the mother. Most courts have rejected the tender years doctrine and will not use it, and they say that it's illegal for the courts to use. So most jurisdictions, as a matter of law, won't do that. Now, as a matter of fact, they
right.
usually give custody to the mother.
Right.
More
as a matter of fact,
do.
Yeah. As a matter exactly. of fact, they certainly do. And I think if I was just sitting up there and I'm dealing with two sets of parents, because that shared custody thing just doesn't seem like it would totally work to me. Like, okay, so you're going to get 4 days a week and 3 days a week yeah. and then 3 days a week and 4 days
the
a week.
Kids go back and forth and yeah. they have two bedrooms, but in a lot of families, the mother is the primary caregiver, so the courts will give deference to who has been the primary caregiver for the past several years.
And sometimes
the mom.
Sometimes they won't believe the dad mm-hmm. if he is the primary caregiver. We have a caller that calls in relatively regularly who claimed to have been the primary caregiver and then just can't see his kids anymore. Mm-hmm. And I believe these stories because I've just heard so many of them where the guy, any accusation can be made against a man during a divorce hearing, and it seems like it's just believed out of hand. There won't be a day in court. You'll never find out whether, you know, this is guilt or innocence or whether it had anything to do with what the judge comes up with. But basically, it just, the mudslinging starts and people can't be adults when.
I gotta say, I don't think it's just believed out of hand. I think most of the judges who do family court know that divorces are nasty and people will say anything
yeah.
because they do, and the judges learn that pretty quickly.
I'm sure they
didn't
do.
Already know.
So without going into details, and this is something, Mark, how long have you known me?
I've got to be going
like
on 10 years.
Six and a half years
okay.
at least. And, you know, we've not talked a whole lot about, you know, my son or any of the stuff involving.
Right. I would never mention him on the air.
So, right. So, again, without going into details, and I would say that, you know, I'm pretty close to you, Mark.
Yep. I know about this.
When I was going through custody hearing, the ex-wife told the hearing officer, oh, yeah, Daryl beats me and beat our son. And I said, no, I didn't. The judge said, well, it's somewhere in between these two. So I'm going to defer on the side of caution and give mom majority custody. And, Dad, you get to see your son 9 hours per month.
Mm.
So
But you can't do that.
What's the between these two of, I beat her, even though she never called the cops, there were never any trips to the doctors, no police report ever, no doctor report ever. So I either beat her regularly or I didn't.
Right.
It's somewhere between that.
Yeah, the judge made a bad call. Well, clearly.
Wise King Solomon decided that he was going to split the baby, right? Now, he wasn't really going to cleave the baby in half. He was going to see what the reaction was. But I think that the terminology actually means to come in the middle. Splitting the baby really does mean splitting the baby versus mm-hmm. the story of splitting the baby, which was then the baby was never going to get split, people. And that's what occurs so often in court is that you've got two equal parties sitting here in front of you making accusations of whatever level they're making. And if one party is unwilling to make accusations about the other party, she's a hooker and smokes crack. Right? Then throwing that out there as a ridiculous accusation against my wife. Clearly not true. And one party does say, well, he's a home abuser, right. And sodomizes the kid or whatever mm-hmm. they claim. Then. Well, I mean, as the judge, what are you supposed to do? Obviously, there's not enough evidence here, but the accusation's been made, and these accusations are terrible. Wife beaters are bad people. Child sodomizers are worse. And what does a judge do with that in that circumstance? And I don't know the answer. Do they just ignore it all?
Well, they're supposed to try to get some evidence, and if they can't get any evidence, quite often they'll order a psychological evaluation or a home study to see what an independent mental health professional can discover.
And as I understand it, these are the things. Now, I've never been through a divorce. I don't know. But I can tell you that of the many men that I have spoken to on this issue, and they're passionate about this issue, and we will be getting calls here shortly about this issue, I can assure you, that have dealt with this, is that they say that there's these guardian ad litem people, people that are court appointed, and that they are
expensive.
That these organizations are stocked with man haters, essentially. And I don't know. I wouldn't know. But I can tell you I know the one organization locally, and that wouldn't surprise me in the least.
Mm-hmm.
And in this town, with its liberal bend on things and the expectation, the general expectation in America that the man is guilty, the men are X number of times more likely to be in prison than women are.
I mean, there's definitely that sentiment out there. I was talking to an acquaintance of mine, and I'd mentioned that men are actually frequently victims of domestic violence as well. And she said, well, yeah, but then they've usually done something to deserve it. Like,
right.
they brought it on themselves. They must have hit her first. And I'm like, you're just going to presume that. You're just going to presume that almost always he has done something.
That's the assumption. I presented that one time at a Quaker meeting they were talking about domestic abuse, and it was a foregone conclusion that these were men beating women. I'm like, but men are just as likely to be abused as women. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com. Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Look, I hate to do it, but I will do it. I would give myself an A+. Is that enough? Can I go higher than that?
President Trump sits down for a wide-ranging interview with Fox News host Chris Wallace on his program Fox News Sunday. President Trump asked to give himself a grade.
I think I'm doing a great job.
The other news out of this interview, the president says he's planning on shaking up his cabinet as he looks toward the next 2 years of his administration. The topic discussed as word White House Chief of Staff John Kelly could be out, along with the head of the Department of Homeland Security, Kirstjen Nielsen, as the president doesn't think she's been tough enough on the border.
I like her very much. I respect her very much. I'd like her to be much tougher on the border.
Trump says Kelly could be leaving soon.
There are certain things I love what he does, and there are certain things that I don't like that he does.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, it's the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind here on Free Talk Live. That's what we do. The number, 855-450-3733. It's Mark with you.
I'm Laurel.
And Daryl.
Also want to tell you about our Discord lines. You go to discord.freetalklive.com. And, well, there's these cool VoIP lines that are associated with the Discord chat, and you can use those and sound really, really good when you call in. It's very clear, and it's a preferable way to do things, so I'd like to recommend it. If you want to take the time, you'll have to download the app on your phone, and if you do it on your laptop, you probably should use a headset. So it's discord.freetalklive.com. And I want to tell you about my pillow before we go any further.
Now, this is a great pillow.
Yeah, it's a brand, my pillow, but I do love this pillow. It holds your head and neck in the proper position, and so if you're getting headaches, it could be your pillow. It's a nice place to start. It's a lot cheaper than medical bills and the new mattress. So check that out first. Get a MyPillow for that reason. And the other reason is you can wash a MyPillow. And if you've had your pillow, I mean, you can't wash it. Basically, can't wash any other pillow besides the MyPillow. And if you've had your pillow for 5-10 years, little critters are gonna have to be living in there. It's gross, isn't it?
Yes.
But I hated it, but that's all you could do is you could dump all the feathers out of your down pillow and wash the thing, but then put the same old feathers back in. Are you telling me there's not dust mites living in the feathers? Well, yeah, by the way, go look at some YouTube videos on dust mites. They're delightful creatures. 60-day money-back guarantee. You've got nothing to lose. Go to MyPillow.com. Get two MyPillow premium pillows for one low price, and you get free shipping on all orders when you use the promo code FTL. Remember, if you don't like your pillow, you have 60 days to return it for a refund of your purchase price. MyPillow.com, promo code FTL. We got a call. Plays? Calling in on the Discord line. Plays, what's on your mind?
Hi. Yeah, I'm kind of new to this, so, what am I doing right now? I don't know.
You're talking on a nationally syndicated radio program on 190 stations, and if you drop a cuss word, I will dump you, and no one will ever hear it.
No, sir, I won't drop a cuss word. I promise.
What's on your mind, Plays?
Well, it's nothing really on my mind, but, I do have something on my mind.
All right, what is it?
Weed? Is it
not
weed?
Not weed. I'm not legal enough to get weed.
Okay.
Sadly. But, for the shooting and stuff like that, that happened in Los Angeles, it's, really messed up. So I'm just trying to think about, what can I do to, stop that? What can the government do to stop that?
Well, what could you do and versus what can the government do, I think, are two different things. The government's been trying to stop these things for a long time. Certainly the government doesn't want people getting shot up all over the place. But, they don't seem to have any particularly good solutions. For instance, if you look at places like New Hampshire, Vermont, Maine, some of the lowest crime rates in the nation, and some of the easiest gun laws.
Right.
So I don't know what the government can do. The government has many times these shooters. In the case of the one out in California, the shooter was a public school student who had been in the military for 4 years. So the government had had possession of this guy for 17 years, and he still goes out and shoots.
And during the time that he was in the military, what were they teaching him to do? Kill people.
Well, yeah, but they were only the people they wanted to kill. So I'd say that the last people you should trust with this place is the government.
Yeah. Or last thing you should, always remember, if you sell a gun to somebody, you should, be sure that people will use it on the wrong reason. Not, to self-defense or, to, shoot up, a concert or something.
I don't think shooters are very unlikely to go into a gun store and say, what's the best weapon for shooting up a concert? How is a gun store owner going to know?
Right, but at the same time, let's draw a parallel here. Should car dealerships be held liable when someone robs a bank and then uses that car as the getaway car?
Plays?
I mean, if you put it like that, yeah, it kind of does make sense.
Yes.
But, for a reason, we're talking about firearms. This is, one of the most deaths happening in the United States at the moment.
Sure. How about I give you this statistic? A concealed carry permit holder. You're familiar with what that is, right?
Yeah, open carry and concealed carry.
Concealed carry is somebody who has a license from the government to put a gun in their pocket, basically. Concealed carry permit holders are, cops are 1/20th as likely to commit a crime as the regular citizen, and concealed carry permit holders are 1/10th as likely to commit a crime as a cop. You're talking about an extraordinarily law-abiding group of people. And if you do you want to limit the number of those people that exist? I mean, it seems like you should, they deserve some extra special treatment, not some kind of restriction, right?
Yeah, right.
And, Plays, I want to correct you on something you said. You said that guns were the number one cause of death in the United States. Did I hear that correctly?
Yes. I don't know
that. That is completely incorrect.
It's probably cigarettes.
Number one cause of death is heart disease. Number two is cancer. Number three are accidents, unintentional injuries.
And as I understand it, a hammer is more likely to kill you, to be used as a murder weapon, than an AR-15.
Chronic lower respiratory disease is number 4. Stroke is number 5.
I don't need
Alzheimer's. Just giving top 10.
Okay.
Diabetes is 7. Influenza and pneumonia, number 8. Kidney disease, number 10 is suicide. So
oftentimes guns will be used in suicides, and as I understand it, a gun is 7 times more likely to be used as suicide as it is in a homicide. Don't quote me on that one. I'd have to look that up.
But again, that's self-inflicted. He's talking about someone shooting someone else. So that is not even in the top 10.
The last thing I want is California's crime rate exported to my state.
Yeah.
I don't want their gun laws or their crime rate. Thanks for the call, please. Really appreciate it. Good job.
All right.
855-450-3733.
And it's nearly 1 in 4 people, the heart disease. 1 in 4.
Yes. Well, I mean, you know, it's the things you eat, things you put in your mouth. Cigarettes, cheeseburgers. These are the things that are going to get you.
Yeah, so they list here most common among men, people who smoke, people who are overweight, people with a family history of heart disease or heart attack, and those over the age of 55.
Okay. Well, I guess I'm not surprised. But people are led to the conclusion that they're going to die in some kind of mass shooting. You're much more likely to be shot than you are to die at a mass shooting, so it'll be some crime probably committed by somebody in your house.
You're also probably more likely to be attacked by bears.
Yeah. Bears are rough. Obviously, it doesn't happen too often.
Yeah.
So, the news would love you to think that. Let's go to Sarah, calling in from New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes. I just want to mention that we have 8 speeding bans here in New Mexico, but they'll always be operating.
Speeding
no
van?
What.
Like a van that catches people speeding? Go ahead.
Yeah, mobile speeding units. Because that city, our city right next door, the Redflex owns it, and then the Redflex collects the fines.
Uh-huh.
And you know, Redflex, even if they only get half the funds, you know, they get tons of money from like Georgia, Arizona, Illinois, Texas.
Working for the government is lucrative.
They're private entities, but I guess they're in
private entities given contracts by local governments.
Yeah, they get a monopoly contract by the local policing.
So it's not like some company just decides to put up these cameras and the government looks the other way.
Yeah,
they're given the authority by the government to do this.
Yeah, that's how it goes.
Yeah, but it's like
city. Yes,
but
that's correct.
City
governments.
Gotta
Sarah,
let you go.
Thanks
for
the call.
Free Talk Live.
The Liberty Dollar was so successful that the United States government had to take it down, and its founder, Bernard von Nothaus. Now Bernard's son Extra has launched Liberty Dollar 2. LD2 is a cryptocurrency, but each token is backed by the same gorgeous fine silver rounds that Liberty Dollar has always been known for. Your silver is secured in an audited vault and can be redeemed at any time. There's only a few thousand LD2 Zero tokens left in the crowd sale at ld2coin.io. Get yours, ld2coin.io.
Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet at your cash register, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.global. Drop your personal crypto wallet addresses in our setup page and then load our app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.global. That's AnyPay.global.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus the free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live's Live Sunday Edition. It's Mark with you.
I'm Laurel.
And Daryl.
You can call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. We've been across the board tonight, as usual, from being able to film while you're, video record while you're voting to $6 trillion spent on the wars and the new millennia here, veteran suicide, the Equal Rights Amendment being revived, family court stuff, gun violence, whatever you want to talk about is open season. Probably shouldn't talk about that regarding gun violence here on Free Talk Live. So let's go to the phones. We've got Libertarian Banker on the Discord lines. Libertarian Banker, what's on your mind?
Hey, guys. I'm hoping you can hear me here on the Discord. Awesome, awesome. Hey, I was calling about blockchain technology, kind of an update.
An update?
Oh, we lost you.
Yeah, everything was going so well, too. Well, it's probably a bad sell.
If only Discord were run on a blockchain. I'm joking. There are some people that they think, oh, you just throw anything on a blockchain.
On a blockchain. What we need is an immutable ledger here. That'll fix everything.
And an ICO, maybe.
Yeah, well, we'll
or
see.
Or
if we
three.
Can, we'll see if we can get him back in the next segment and talk to him about whatever's on his mind. The gentleman who called in plays on Discord there was bringing up the gun issue, and it's easy to run to banning guns as a solution to, you know, whatever problem out there. But I think that it's worth pointing out that in order to ban guns, you must give the power to men with guns to go after people with guns. And it's somewhat dichotomous, right? Like those people are police. And I'm not saying that the police are going to... There are plenty of countries out there where we can look and see how much better things are. And the answer is not much. They're still killing people in Great Britain. They've got a relatively small island where they can actually control the guns.
They hate that, by the way, when Americans say it's a small island.
Yeah. Okay, it's a big island?
It's a big island. It's an island.
At the very least, they don't have 5,000 miles of border,
mm-hmm.
which is about right. That's about land border for the United States. I could be wrong. I don't think there's going to be a lot of smuggling from Canada to the United States, but... I mean, there's at this point, estimates are as high as there's 2 guns per human being in the United States already. How are you going to get rid of that?
Exactly. Most of the murders are committed with guns that are not lawfully owned or not lawfully possessed by the person using them at the time.
Right.
So it's not lawful gun owners that are the problem.
Right.
And the guns are already out there.
Lawful gun owners are like vanishingly unlikely to commit a crime.
So you mentioned, you know, men with guns, i.e. police, would go around confiscating guns if gun confiscation became a thing. And
yep.
there was the story from almost 2 weeks ago now out of Maryland that I don't recall having heard discussed on Free Talk Live. Two Anne Arundel County police officers serving one of Maryland's new red flag law protective orders to remove guns from a house killed a Ferndale man after he refused to give up his guns and, quote, a struggle ensued.
Yeah.
Now, I've heard some people say, oh, that means he shot at the cops. Not necessarily. It could just be that, you know, they tried to arrest him and he jerked away and then they dogpiled on top of him. But as the old saying goes, dead men tell no tales. So we don't know exactly what happened here other than Sergeant Jacqueline Davis saying a fight ensued over the gun. And then ... he wound up getting shot.
Yeah, well, I mean, if a gun is in play, they have full legal recourse to just shoot you.
Say that he had the gun in his hand. Just they went to confiscate guns.
Uh huh. There's a struggle over the gun, though. So the struggle was over the gun.
It could just be they were fighting about this thing.
Okay.
And then the wording is, oh yeah, they were fighting over the gun. Not that they were fighting with the gun in the midst of the fight.
It was just a subject of dispute.
The dead man can't say exactly what happened.
Sure, he doesn't get his day in court. I guess that basically it's these red flag laws, which are frightening, which is basically if somebody says you might be a danger to yourself or others, and remember, we're living in a world where both Republicans and Democrats are saying we need to keep guns out of the hands of the mentally ill.
Mm-hmm.
And now, I'm not saying that I want to go hand every mentally ill person in America a gun, but I am saying that in the former Soviet Union, the first thing they would do to political dissidents whom they sent off to the gulag is call them mentally ill first. That calling somebody mentally ill is a relatively easy way, because how do you dispute it? Well, I'm not crazy. I mean, if both of you said that I'm crazy right now, you decided I was crazy, how would I prove I'm not? It's mental illness is a pretty tenuous thing, and some people can become frustrated. Being frustrated about being called crazy is very similar to crazy. Crazy people, when told they're crazy, will react very similarly to sane people when they're told they're crazy.
Right, and there's something now... I don't want to say now because it's been around for several years, called oppositional defiant disorder. That basically, if you question authority, you could be given this label.
Oh, man, then I'm crazy.
Right. Opposition defiance disorder is something that they've trotted out in the past. And, when basically you have the government deciding what a mental illness is and what a mental illness isn't, they're certainly going to claim that anybody who doesn't listen to them is obviously nuts.
Here's one of the theories that I have for maybe something that we could do about this is to make gun owners a self-policing organization.
Okay.
Much as attorneys are self-policing, we turn each other in, and then your license would be taken away by other attorneys in an internal procedure. And then you can fight it in the courts, but it would be within the state bar that it would be taken away. So perhaps there could be something similar for gun owners, where it is other gun owners who would have a hearing to take away your license.
I like that until I start thinking about the Black Panthers. One of the reasons that we have as many gun laws in this country as we do is somewhere around the late 60s, the organization known as the Black Panthers, which is a frightening organization to many Americans, I can assure you.
Especially Ronald Reagan.
Yeah,
he didn't like them.
No. Basically, they began open carrying guns at polling locations. And that's legal in New Hampshire. I could do that right now. Well, I couldn't do that. Daryl could do that right now. and just stand in front of a polling location with a gun. I don't know why he would take time to do that, but they were ostensibly trying to make sure that Black people were allowed to vote.
I couldn't do that at my polling location because my polling location is at a school.
Okay. That does complicate things.
Yes.
However, I have voted in Keene, New Hampshire.
There is a polling location that is the police station. I could do it there.
This is bizarre. So, I would be concerned if I was a Black concealed carry permit holder that perhaps the concealed carry permit holders, which tend to be rather white, might not be interested in protecting my rights. And I would present to you Philando Castile,
yes,
a man who was killed last year in Minneapolis by an Asian police officer. And the NRA, having the opportunity to protect a concealed carry permit holder, and I don't know if he was a member of the NRA or not. I can't say that. But he was a legal gun owner who had just told a police officer that he had a gun on him because he's a legal gun owner, was shot and killed while following the instructions to get his wallet.
Yes.
I heard
get
the
your
audio.
Wallet, keep your hands where I can see them, and don't put your hand anywhere near the firearm.
So
that is right by the pocket that your wallet is in.
Well, he didn't know where the firearm was, and there was no telling where it was in the vehicle. So the police officer was basically telling him to get his wallet, but don't do anything.
The police officer didn't tell him that. He didn't tell him. Philando Castile was going to get his ID, and the police officer said, don't reach for it.
Yes.
And he said, I'm not, and then the policeman shot him. It was
quick.
It was heartbreaking to listen to the whole thing because it just sounded to me like a misunderstanding that cost somebody his life, and the policeman was too jumpy.
Yeah,
for sure.
Where was it that the security guy wound up stopping a gunman?
Black security guy.
Cops show up, shoot the security guy.
Yeah.
Oops.
So I'm not sure we're quite ready for that. I like the idea if I thought that America was ready for it. I don't know if they are. The number, 855-450-3733. Your thoughts are welcome. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutriMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.